February 3rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Recognized Ban of Relationship. We are made as the filth of the world, 1 Corinthians 4, 9-13. These words are not an exaggeration. The reason they are not true of us who call ourselves ministers of the gospel is not that Paul forgot the exact truth in using them, but that we have too many discrete affinities to allow ourselves to be made refuse. Filling up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ is not an evidence of sanctification, but of being separated unto the gospel. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, says Peter. If we do think it strange concerning things we meet with, it is because we are craven-hearted. We have discrete affinities that keep us out of the mire. I won't stoop. I won't bend. You do not need to. You can be saved by the skin of your teeth if you like. You can refuse to let God count you as one separated from the gospel, or you may say, I do not care if I am treated as the offscouring of the earth, as long as the gospel is proclaimed. A servant of Jesus Christ is one who is willing to go to martyrdom for the reality of the gospel of God. When a merely moral man or woman comes in contact with baseness and immorality and treachery, the recoil is so desperately offensive to human goodness that the heart shuts up in despair. The marvel of the redemptive reality of God is that the worst and the vilest can never get to the bottom of his love. Paul did not say that God separated him to show what a wonderful man he could make of him, but to reveal his son in me. That's the end of Oswald's text. The evidence of true Christianity is not living a life that is exemplary, if it is not living a life that is full of righteous acts as opposed to sinful deeds. It is rather an affection for God that is so compelling that it affects everything in my life. If I'm not being considered strange and disregarded or disrespected by those outside of Christ because of their disdain for the Savior I love, there's a chance that my testimony or my walk with God does not really fully portray Jesus and the life lived as Jesus would live it. But you recall, Jesus was never really politically correct. The only people he criticized publicly were the pastors of his own church who criticized his ministry publicly. And those who were most religious were most offended by Jesus' message because it was not down the line of traditional liturgy. If you are going to have a ministry for God and you want to be separated into the gospel, as it were, there will be many times when you will be treated poorly, shabbily, as it were. If you want to make the gospel attractive such that people will flock to your place of ministry or worship, then you will have to water down the truth of the gospel, in which case it will likely become of no effect whatsoever. So if you have any intention of ministering the gospel of the grace and forgiveness and goodness of God, be prepared to take a lot of criticism, both from those who don't know Christ and those who claim to know him. But for sure, hold the line on ministering in a way that is pure, unadulterated, and authentic before God, casting all your care upon him, and casting all of your concern upon him, and letting him actually minister through you in ways that might and most likely will make you look foolish, but fool and foolish for the gospel.